come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Executive Chef Fred Genovese and his guests will cook and saute. They share their food and they share their recipes. Kevin Jenkins, he's a fat man, jumping in on the pots and pans. So don't touch that dial if you please. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Oh, my friends, we are having so much fun, and doggone it, we wish you could join us, but since you can't, you know, I mean, what the heck. What we are doing now is we're doing something I just call a plain old tortilla soup. What we're going to do is we're going to chop some onions. Now, what I do, you can do a rough cut, or you can do what I like to call the gentleman's cut.
And what is the difference? Do tell.
A rough cut, you just cut it, and you kind of rough cut it, and you really don't care what the sizes are.
So you're just chopping it any which way.
Okay. The gentleman's cut. You're going to want to get it more uniform. Now, you can do a food processor, or you can do other ways of cutting, but I like to... the sizzle of onions.
Let's hear that sizzle of onions. Woo!
It's a beautiful thing. I like to do a gentleman's cut. Now, what a gentleman's cut is, you take your onion, you cut it in half, okay? Then you lay the flat side down, take your knife blade, go three-quarters of the way through, all the way to the root. Not all the way through... most of the way through, 98% of the way through. Okay, then turn it on the side, and you can cut it just as fine and as uniform as you want, or you can make it as thick as you want.
And now, it was fast, too.
Yes, now when you get down to the end, where it's kind of oblong cut, then you can cut it three or four times one way, and there you go. That way, when you break it all up, it's all nice and uniform. So that's what I call the easy way of doing it without messing up your food processor. Now, to my pot for my tomatilla, I added a little oil, just enough to get things started.
And what kind of oil did you use, sir?
I use canola oil.
Ah.
You can use any. I don't use olive oil here because I really virtually want no taste, and I don't want the smoke. Oh, look at that, a spider. Here, put that in the soup.
No extra carbs for him.
Add a little protein. Okay, now, you just mix it up, you get it to start to turn translucent or kind of clear. To that, I'm also going to add, go figure.
Could it be garlic?
Could it be garlic?
Could it be
Why,
garlic?
Yes, it could. And I,
a little
nice.
Extra garlic never hurt
a
anybody.
A little extra garlic oil never, there we go. Huh. I never think you get enough garlic.
He just dumped a quarter of the jar in there, folks.
No, not a quarter. All right, there we go. Now, I'm letting that start to get going there. There we go. Now, we have the onions and the garlic working very, very nice together. I'm going to let those sit for a while. Now, also I want to add to this a little crushed red pepper. This is a beautiful thing. Be careful. Be very careful with crushed red pepper, especially since it's going to sit in juice. It's going to open up a lot. Unlike when you throw it on top of a pizza or something where it's dry, you really don't get the oils. Now you're going to get the oils. Now, depending on how hot you want it, I'm going to go kind of weenie-ish because I don't know what everybody likes. The reason I'm putting that red pepper in now is because I want those oils in the pepper to start coming out.
That's a nice little bit of heat.
You know, it is. It shouldn't be too much. If it is tough, then you don't get any. But
no.
That's okay because it's more for me. But this is one of these recipes. Once again, it's that, you know, it's that cold time of the year. You know, it starts to get a little nip in the air. The fall starting, the leaves are starting to turn. So you're looking for something a little easy, something a little different. And this tortilla soup will really, really, really open up. You can grab all this stuff out of your cupboard, out of your pantry, throw it all together. Now, in the recipe, I have chicken broth, salt. Now, you can use a seasoned salt, or you can use a regular kosher or sea salt. It's going to have lime, very typical of the Mexican, South American cooking. We got cloves, onions, oil, tomatoes, cumin, cilantro, and then we add some tortilla chips at the end. Now, you know, there are tortilla chips that are authentic. Then there are tortilla chips which are real authentic. And that's what my favorite, the cheesy or nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Because they hold up very nice to a dip. They're very, very firm. And nobody doesn't like a cheesy nacho. Now, of course, this kind of takes the authentica out of it. But who the heck cares? I'm Irish. So, or I don't make it like the Mexicans do. That's okay. After all, my friends, I'm making it for you. You, the common peasant at home, that slaves away every day, keeping your his or her nose to the grindstone, working for demand. When you come home, you're exhausted, overworked and underpaid. So, why not do something from south of the border? A tortilla soup. Now, this tortilla soup, you always wonder, what can you add to it to make it more exciting? What can you do different? I'm glad you asked.
Lots of wonderful things.
Well, when I went to buy my burners today, because I didn't have any, and at 11:30 at night when I found out I was going to be the chef, I decided to go to a carniceria, a.k.a. a Mexican grocery store. They're all over the place, probably more of them than there are Kroger's and Publix anymore. But what's nice about it is you can go in there, and they got some wonderful flavors back in their meat departments. This particular place, Rodriguez Numero Uno, over in Canton, I went in there, and after I found someone who can understand what I was looking for, I said, do you have any chorizo? Oh, si, back in the back. Oh, come on. They're just making it. They were just putting it into the tubes in the back. So I got some very fresh, authentic, freshly made chorizo. Now, I come from the Midwest originally. Go figure, if my accent doesn't tell you, I'm not from around here. But one of the things about the Midwest is whenever we made soups and stews, we wanted hearty. Hearty meant thick meats, breads, butter, potatoes, all this kind of stuff. So I thought, why not make this a little meatier, a little heftier? So we are going to add some, how do they call it?
Chorizo
fresco. Fresh chorizo. All right, now, my onions and my garlic are to the point of near translucency, which means they're getting kind of clear. They've had a chance to open up with the red pepper that's been put in there. The oils have started. You can start to smell them. You can actually smell the, when you know the oils are opening up when you smell the pepper. Okay, now, I'm going to add 4 cups of chicken broth. My, what a nice gourd you have. All right. Now I'm using 4 cups. I'm going to tell you right now, for those of you who sometimes don't get it, I just added 4 cups. If you want to make more, you double the recipe. You double the recipe by doubling everything else you put in it. I'm just telling you. I know there's some people out there that say, well, duh. Not true. I know people that don't do that. They'll put in the extra broth, but they won't put in the extra spices and everything else. They'll go, God, it sure tastes kind of flat.
And other people are saying, what, you expect me to do math?
Yes. All right, now, nice job on the opening of the cans here, Michael.
Thank you, sous chef.
Now what you add is a whole can, which I call, I shouldn't say can, this was 2 hours and 30 minutes this morning of chopping fresh tomatoes and peeling them and seeding them and everything else.
You lie so well.
Or you go get Hunt's. Yeah, basically I put 48 ounces of chicken broth and 28 ounces of Hunt's diced. With the liquid. It's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Now I mix that all up. Oh, does that look good? Oh,
sure does. Smells great, too.
It looks good already. And why shouldn't it? My reputation on the line. All right, now, while you're getting this all nice, I'll flip it over to the other side.
No, he didn't mean flip the soup, folks.
No, I've got 2 burners here, friends. And I'm going to move my soup over to the other burner. And now, I'm going to do some chorizo. All right, now.
What's not to love about a good Mexican sausage?
So many comments, so little time. All right. All right, I'm going to squeeze it out of the casing.
Oh, look at that orange color. It's
yes.
Matches the pumpkins around here.
Yes. Now, no comments from the peanut gallery. All right, yes. And you got a magnet.
I have a magnet from Kinsey Family Farm. It says, I picked a big one at the Kinsey Family Farm.
There you go. And that's what it's all about. Coming to Kinsey Family Farms is really, it's a chance to get out in the country 45 minutes from your house. It's worth the travel. It's worth the chance to get the family together because you really don't get a chance anymore. Families, you know, they've got all kinds of, media gives all kinds of names. Latchkey, you know, I guess they got new ones now. I guess that's kind of passe anymore. But you know what it boils down to is kids and parents, they don't connect anymore. They connect through Xbox or something like that. The tragedy to that is that the kids never realize how much their parents really know. And they never get to share the experiences that the kids had when they were growing up. I was very fortunate growing up in Sycamore, Illinois, home of the world-famous Pumpkin Festival. Because, much like Grady, South Carolina, and Doc Hollywood, the whole town turned out because one man's vision was to put some decorated pumpkins, 30 years ago, on the courthouse lawn. It became so popular, everybody started adding pumpkins every year. Now that takes up a whole city block of decorated pumpkins. They have a parade that draws them in from Chicago and from miles. In fact, my class reunion has decided, since we're going to take our show to the Pumpkin Festival this year, my way of giving back to my hometown.
Good for you.
The high school is bringing a mini class reunion. They're coming in from the West Coast, from the East Coast. We're all coming to the Pumpkin Festival because we all remember as kids growing up that it was really a great time. And that's my point that I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get you to remember to get your kids, get your family members, get the grandparents, the moms, the dads, the boyfriends, the girlfriends, and if you're lucky enough to be married and have a girlfriend, bring them all together. Come out here to Kinsey Family Farms.
Wait a minute.
And experience this beautiful little snapshot of Americana panorama. Pet the goats, take the hayride, and you know they have some other stuff. Hey, you know what we haven't had yet?
What?
Those lightweights. We've had no apples and caramel. We've had no peach bread. I mean, I'm dying out here. I'm dying. They have the best popcorn. They have all kinds of...
You didn't share?
Let me get... Now the engineers had popcorn, and those of us slaving over a hot stove have had nothing. Well, that just goes to show. Back to the cooking. The chorizo. It's orangey. It's not your normal color, but that's okay. The smells are freaking amazing.
This time of year, orange is a beautiful thing.
Really is. But you know, they also have some honey out here, some fresh local honey that you can, they've got like, I think orange blossom, or they've got different, I got to find out what kind of honeys they have, but I was reading about it on their website, on their Facebook. It was amazing. Now, this chorizo I'm cooking up, it's real, real easy to do. You take it out of the casings. You get it working real well. Now, you want to get it to it. Starts to break up real good, kind of like ground beef. But it's got all kinds of neat spices, which I think will very much complement the soup. Never done it before. I've taken a flyer, but I got to figure it's going to work.
So this is another one of your own creations.
Yeah, this is kind of a variation of a theme. The chorizo is starting to get just right. The soup.
Perfect temperature.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Looking good.
Oh, is that delicious. Now, here's a great way to try something. Before you dump all this chorizo in the soup, especially if you've never done it before, take some chorizo, put it in a bowl, take some soup, and add it on top. If it tastes good, add the chorizo. If it doesn't, you don't. Or people who may not get off on the chorizo idea, you may want to put it on the side in a bowl, in a warm bowl, and serve it as a side dish, as an addition to the soup. This is just another way in which you can enhance the culinary experience of those around you.
And you could scoop up the chorizo with a nacho cheese chip.
There you go. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. You take their queso cheese, melt it, add the chorizo to it, heat it, and mix it together. Oh, my gosh. Now, getting back to the soup, you want the soup to get to a boil. It's going to want to cook for about 20 or 30 minutes once you finish everything. So get it moving, stirring up. Now, what's really cool about this, even though we didn't add that much red pepper, when you taste it and you cook it before and you mix it with the oil and the onions and the red pepper, you release those oils, now it has more of an impact. In this case, little is more. I didn't have to put as much in there by letting it toast up and release those oils. So when we come back, we're going to finish up the tortilla soup. We're going to find out what the people think. Then we've got one more recipe. We're going to find out some great things that are happening here at Kinsey Family Farms, not only for Halloween, but Christmas. Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Gainesville, Georgia, baby. How is that? Oh, man, my friends. Being out here at Kinsey Family Farms is like a little bit of heaven just north of the perimeter. Now, for all you snobs inside the perimeter, you're going to have to come out, let your nose bleed a little bit. Come up 400 North. You got to just come up 400 North. Go to Jot of Down Hangar Ralph. Go down a little ways till you see 10,000 cars coming out of one driveway. You'll find Kinsey Family Farms. It truly is a family place. It is a place where, what in the world is that? None other than a Kinsey man himself.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, dude, we are having a ball. What a day. Is this Kinsey Chamber of Commerce weather or what?
It is nice out today.
You
couldn't order weather better than this.
You all, we found you last year and came out just before Halloween. We had such an amazing time. We came out for Christmas. Those are your two big holidays. Those are two big
Absolutely.
Times of the year when the farm is really open to the public and having a great time. Wow, you guys have expanded like fivefold over last year. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, it all kind of happened after you guys came out on the radio show. It just, the place went nuts. I you know, we just attributed it to you guys. Good
you
cooking.
Lie so
good
well.
Cooking sells, man.
Oh, no. These caramel apples sell, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought you might like that. Little sliced apple and caramel, you can't go wrong. That's the good stuff right there.
It really is. I mean, this is so gooey. Anyway, while we're eating, tell people about the amazing things that you've done out here.
All right.
All the things you have for people to do.
Yeah. Well, this time of year, you know, we obviously cater to the fall harvest, so you can come out and get your pumpkin. We sell every shape, size, color. You know, got one with warts and some that look like they have peanuts on them. Then, of course, you can go on a wagon ride, go down to the fish pond, feed the catfish. You can. We got lots of goats. You can feed the goats. Pet the goats, and then of course the all famous apple cannons, of which we have two now. So the testosterone levels can go crazy.
Well, when you said feeding the goats,
I wasn't talking about you.
I saw you hand my wife some caramel apples. I thought, wait a minute.
Yeah. Bad timing.
Different kind of goat.
Coincidental,
you are
going I assure
to suffer
you.
For that.
Hey. Listen, I'm already in hot water. Now I'm just going to be up for the hot water
That's
to the
right.
frying pan.
Yeah.
But really, you can come out here and literally have a ton of fun, and it's so easy to get to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad. Just a straight shot up Georgia 400, and we're 4 miles off. You're out in the country, but it's not miles and miles away. So it's
one.
Yeah, it's,
what do you mean share? Chris Breslin is over here. Well, share. Okay, now that's just boy. You know what's really neat about this, though? Not only do you come up here, you know, if you have a family, this is a must. This is a tradition.
Yeah. Yep.
This is something that you can really build off of and start a tradition here.
Yeah.
And it's, well, we now have a tradition of coming here. Anybody, if you're just a boyfriend, girlfriend, if you're husband and wife, if you're just a single, anybody can come up here and just enjoy the day.
Yeah. Just nice and relaxing. We have a lot of families that come up, and they'll just, you know, hit any of the picnic tables, and they'll just make an afternoon out of it. It's, you know, it's just low-key, easy-going, kind of fun. Just good, clean family opportunities.
Well, here's what's really neat. You have so many things. I mean, not only do you have the pumpkins and the goats and the fish and the hay rides and the apple cannons, but you sell a lot of neat products up here.
Yeah.
You've just brought on a bunch of local honeys,
oh, yeah.
which I am going to obviously have to get some before I leave, because this is really neat honey.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that honey comes straight out of North Georgia. It's I've actually learned quite a bit about honey, but it's unfiltered, so it's good for allergies. It helps people develop sort of immunities to their allergies just based on the unfiltered side of it. It's got the little pollen bits in there. But then the guy that I get the honey, the bee man, as I call him, he also trades for various flavors from South Georgia with beekeepers down there, and then Florida as well. So you can get orange blossom honey, honey, tupelo honey.
Cotton
neat
honey?
Stuff. Cotton honey is like sugar, watery molasses.
Is
best
it really?
Stuff in the world. It's good.
I've never heard of cotton honey.
Yeah, it's real dark and rich.
That's where you can come up here. That's what's neat. Now, you also brought in a couple lines of breads I've been reading about on
Facebook. Yeah, yeah. Got to get those over to you, but you've been eating apples so much. I just thought.
Well, I figure the family can only afford to feed me so much. Heck.
Yeah, we got some. We just started selling some fresh peach bread and fresh apple bread. We're going to bring in pumpkin bread soon. It's to die for. You put some of that, cotton honey on there, a little butter.
You're
drooling.
I've never had cotton honey.
This
is going to be a first, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'll love it.
So, that's what's great about coming up here. What's really cool is you're with so many other people. Everybody's having a great time.
Yeah, yep, lots of smiles.
There's tons of room up here. It's not like, there are literally hundreds of people up here, but you can't tell it. Because I remember last year we were in this one end.
Yeah.
Now you've added a middle and a far end and then a farther end.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got a lot of big future plans. Don't want to give too many secrets away, but we plan on building several more of these barns and smaller pavilions for picnic areas. Just kind of our goal is to let people get up here and spread them out so it doesn't feel congested. So you feel like you really are getting away from the city congestion.
And it is a farm, but it's one of the nicest and most beautiful tree farms, some of the most innovative trees you're going to find anywhere.
Well, thank you very much. I don't take a whole lot of credit for that. We just introduce a lot of new varieties of trees that other people, they breed for it, or they'll find a sort of a variation on a tree, a branch on a tree that's different, and they'll propagate it and turn that into a whole new line.
Boy, look at you with those multisyllabic words.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I worked on it last night.
Work with Kelly, will you? he's down to the monosyllabic, and he's having confusion with that, so I think he needs to mix you in. Now, here's what's neat. Now, we've only got another week or so before the great pumpkin arrives, but you know what? Fear not, my friends. Because a few weeks after that, you'll be gearing up for and providing the best.
Yeah, Christmas trees. Christmas is huge here. It's kind of what the farm does. We've got a lot of different facets, but Christmas is the granddaddy of them all. It's definitely my favorite season. It's just, if you want to get in the spirit, you just gotta come on out. You don't even have to buy anything. I tell people the wagon ride's free. You can just walk around and get the smell, get the smiles, and it's great. But, yeah, we offer lots and lots of different varieties of trees. You can go cut your own. You can get one that's pre-cut. You can get a ball and burlap tree that you plant in your yard later.
I love people that are so eco-friendly that they get a ball of canvas around there, get their tree out of their yard, then they go home and plant it. Lovely. I'm not going to be out there digging around in my yard in the middle of January, digging a hole, planting
Me
a
neither.
Tree. I say, burn the tree! Add to the atmosphere the chromosomes or the ozones or whatever it is. Torch it! That's what I say. But then again, I got no class. But what I do have class, the only time I ever have class is when I come up here to Kinsey Family Farms, because they let no classless people up here.
That's right.
And what's neat about the farm is, especially at Christmas time, let me tell you, I have had a tradition since I was a wee boy, which was only 20 years ago.
Excuse me while I choke.
All right. Well, anyway, a live Christmas tree, I could not get off on the fake Christmas trees or anything. You got to have a live Christmas tree.
Absolutely.
Unless, of course, you have an allergy. But, I would buy these Christmas trees at all these places down in Atlanta for the last 20 years. I get them home, and I always do it the weekend right after Thanksgiving. And I keep it up till the weekend after New Year's. That's the tradition. Good luck on most of the trees you buy down in Atlanta. Because much 2 weeks after it's up, it starts to get, how should we say, a little brittle.
Yeah.
Well, last year I had my first Kinsey Family Farm tree. That sucker lost so few needles, I didn't even have to vacuum the day I took it down.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is. I'm a slob, so I walked on needles for a while. But no, the needles were so few because the trees are so fresh.
Yep.
And I got it home, put it in water right away, just a 42-minute ride to Casa Jenkins from here. Put that tree in the water, and man, that thing was so fresh. I do the what I call the rake test, where you grab an end of the branch.
Yeah, we love
and
it.
And you pull it all the way to the end. And if you get a tree pre-cut down around Atlanta, the first week you get one needle. Second week you get 10. Third week you get a handful. And fourth week you better take it down because it's drier than
That's
the wood
right.
in your house.
That's right.
I gave it the rake test on my Kinsey family tree. And let me tell you something. I pulled it on the fourth week. I got 5 freaking needles. That's amazing.
Hey, you're not going to try to use that tree again this year, are you?
You know, some guys just take all the fun. I was telling my wife that was a new tree. And now you ruined it. Kelly, go back to 30,000 feet with your wife.
All right.
See,
just checking.
I was just telling your brother that, you know, he's got the monosyllabic, or the multisyllabic words. You got the mono. And now I know why. Hateful man that you are. Here's another nice thing, too. They also have great Christmas ornaments. You can get a really nice Kinsey Family Farm ornament as a keepsake. Every year they make new ones. They spend a lot of time creating it. And who knows, maybe you'll even meet Buddy.
That's
Buddy's
right.
become a cult item on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Buddy is huge. He's got a lot of followers. He's the man.
What are you flashing your rings around? You? Do you have to show all this jewelry around me?
Sure.
What are you trying to... Oh, okay, anyway.
I'm trying to point out that they also have wreaths and garlands and swag, so you can do all your Christmas
and music and more.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Music and more.
Music and more. Most important thing is you have a chance to be a family again.
Yep.
You never get enough chance to do that.
Yeah.
It's been so warm to come up here and be part of your family again and let us be part of yours. That we have now have a tradition that we will not begin our holidays. Our holiday season officially begins at Kinsey Family Farms and ends after New Year's when I wake up eventually.
But well, we love having you guys up. You're great. And, of course, the food
you.
Is always fantastic. We're drooling over this tortilla soup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks delicious. Just let me know when that's ready.
Well, that's going to be, about as ready as the... peach bread with the honey. But anyway, my friends, listen, thank you so much. It's been a great privilege, a great honor to be up here.
Absolutely.
We look forward to seeing you after the show and also for Christmas as we're going to start our Christmas tradition right here where it should be, Kinsey Family Farms. When we come back, more food, fun, celebration of a good life. We're going to finish up the soup. Got one more recipe for you. We're going to pile on the calories, baby. Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Gainesville. Well, my friends, welcome back to Kinsey Family Farms. You heard from the Kinsey family just a few minutes ago. Teresa, you know what? Could we get Michael, the wonderful
sure.
Michael, the master whip maker, to crack up a couple of shots with his whips?
Absolutely.
And tell us a little bit about, how about whipping up your holidays with a nice bull whip for a family member or someone you love or someone you don't love? I'm thinking it could be a lot of fun. Anyway, explain what he's doing. Give us a play-by-play.
Okay, this is the wind-up. Did you hear that sonic boom?
Woo!
Indiana Jones of North
My
Falls.
Friends, that is the sound of a real bullwhip, authentic, handmade bullwhip by master whipmaker Michael Holst. And he is, that's really incredible. Michael, how long have you been making bullwhips?
I've been making for 25 years, but I just really seriously got into it about 3 years ago.
Well, people are all over the country are contacting you to get custom-made bull whips, and you can make custom-made. You can do all kinds of things. The one that you just cracked off a couple of shots, what was that?
That was a 8-foot bull whip.
What? Now, you had one that's even longer.
Yeah, I've got a 12-foot, which is long.
Man, you got to have a wind-up and a half for that one.
Yeah.
Can you actually crack? I mean, is that one cracks, or is that more for just beating people?
It cracks.
Does it really?
Yeah.
12-foot.
It helps that he's 6'4". He's got the height to be able to
Yeah, as a squatty 5'10 and a half. See, when anybody over 5'10's got to add the half. 5'10 and a half. You know, but those are beautiful. Now, if someone wanted to get a hold of you for the holidays, tell them how to get a hold of you. And you can ask him all kinds of questions. You can have these things custom made for you. Tell everybody how to get it done.
Whips by Mike is the website I'm using now. It takes you to an Etsy site that has all my products on there. Most of them are custom made and usually take a couple weeks to make. So,
well,
you
need
to order in advance.
Yes, and don't call them up 2 days before Christmas. Hey, can you do me a favor? Help a brother out? No, you can't. Well, Michael, thank you so much. Thanks for bringing Teresa and you all helping, taking pictures and sous-chefing
made the whole. How about this Kinsey Family Farm? Isn't this a cool place?
It's excellent.
Wonderful.
It is. It's really, really neat. Now, back to the tortilla soup. We're almost done. When we last left you, we just had a couple more things. We got the soup boiling. It's been going for about 20 minutes. We added the fresh chorizo. Now, I'm adding fresh lime.
Ah.
Yes.
Sizzle,
it really.
Sizzle.
Yes, this fresh lime is really going to make it nice. It says a half. I go a full because I want it to have that kind of bite, that kind of citrusy bite. It's going to help cut through that grease because, unlike healthy people, I leave the chorizo grease in the soup. I want it to be very rustic.
Extra flavor.
Extra flavor. There we go. All right. Now.
And there's the roar of the tractor behind us once again.
Yes, indeed. The authentic sound of being out on a farm. Quit. All right. Now.
Customers.
I'm going to add something to this. I'm going to add some tortilla chips. Mix that all in there. I just crunching up a bunch of tortilla chips. I get the cheesy nacho because they're more fattening. All right. There we go. Now. Oh.
And you can never have too much cheese flavor.
No, you can't. There we go. Now that's going to be ready. And we're going to let that simmer. Now, it's going to simmer for a few more minutes. Oh, man.
Oh,
this has got to be the peach.
Yeah, it's warm. We just But we got some honey here, too, so you can try it that way.
Oh, yeah.
You can spoon some of that cotton honey out on it.
Oh, man, that is amazing.
Delicious.
I'm dying to try this.
Just try this with that just on its own. There you go.
Cotton honey. Oh, wow.
It's good.
Oh.
Yeah, that's delicious.
Now, this comes from the blossoms of the cotton plant, right?
Correct. Yep. They harvest this down in South Georgia.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Let me put some of that. A little. I mean, this isn't fattening enough.
Have to slather
and
the bread with
good
it.
For you. Honey's natural sugars. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
For you.
That's why I'm eating it. Oh. Man, that peach bread.
We got the rest of the loaf coming. The girls are they're taking a slice off for themselves.
Don't blame them.
How does that work? Go figure. Thank you so much. That's amazing, my friends. Whoa. I've never had a cotton honey before. What a.
Mm-mm.
I never thought that the bee would make a great honey out of cotton plants.
I never heard of it before.
Well, my friends, here on Chef of the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. The Fat Man has been your chef today. We hope you've been having as much fun as I have. Wow.
There you go.
Thank you so much. Man, this is incredible.
It's good.
But the only reason I'm eating is the cotton honey. Because it's healthy for you. Anyway, my friends.
It tastes so good. It can't possibly be healthy. Oh.
We finished the soup with a teaspoon of cumin, some fresh lime juice, some crushed tortillas. Soup will be ready to go in a few minutes. Now, the tortillas has really thickened it up with the chorizo, and that soup will be ready momentarily. Now, it has been suggested that you can put it into a blender or get a hand emulsifier and puree it. I say no, no, no.
You need rustic.
Leave it rustic. Leave it rustic. Rustic is beautiful. In fact, speaking of rustic... Thank you very much. It's nice water. Speaking of rustic, our final recipe du jour is a quick lemon Dijon chicken.
Quick, you say? How quick? Excuse me, he's chugging water.
Yeah, I'm chugging water because I'm dying of thirst. This is beautiful. Excuse me, my friends. Well, I'd take a pause for a brief refresher.
Liquid refreshment. Brought to him by the beautiful and talented She Who Must Be Obeyed. Sound engineer.
Oh, please.
Karen.
She has been very good today. Although, the show did take a little longer break because she was posing with a bunch of urchins on a blanket.
With pumpkins.
With pumpkins. All right, my friends.
I didn't hear the urchins complaining.
Now, The last recipe we're going to do is something very simple, very quick, very easy. It's called a quick lemon Dijon chicken. Now, the ingredients are very, very simple. Lemons, limes, mustard, Little special zesty love rub.
Gotta have the zesty love rub.
And a chicken. Now, the thing about chicken is very interesting. They have started, my favorite part of the chicken, and when you ask most people, they is the thigh. And the thigh of the chicken, I think, is the meatiest and most flavorful. So, now you can go to your local store, and they will literally have boneless, skinless chicken thighs. So for this recipe, that's what we're going to use. Boneless, skinless chicken thighs. Now you can use breast meat, you can use whatever meat you want. Now, I like to cut it up. Now you can do this, you can do it in 2-inch chunks, you can do it in strips, you can do it any way you want to. I kind of do it in strips more than chunks, because what I like to do is I like to cook it quick, like a stir fry. Now, this dish can be eaten, if you're like on an Atkins diet, this is really, really good because you can just eat it straight up. You don't need to put it on anything. If you are fat like me, any kind of pasta will be good.
Kevin, you're not fat. You're robust.
Robust. Well, that's not what the doctor calls it. You know, you go into the doctor, he goes, "Oh, Mr. Jenkins, you're very fat." Geez, doc, was that 8 years at Johns Hopkins? Or the 4-year Harvard medical degree that you got to figure that one out, you know? But anyway, I'm cutting these into strips because it will cook up very, very easy that way. Now, I will get my pan started. I'll get it hot.
It does help if you turn the burner on.
There we go.
Ah,
got that
success.
Working. What's really neat is I've got the soup still. Oh, man, that peach bread. God. That's just wrong, man. Fat people should never come up here because we just have a heck of a time up here.
It's just too tempting.
But that peach bread with that cotton honey,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. It just doesn't get any better than that. Now, I'm going to take the boneless, skinless chicken breast, and to that, I'm going to add a little shot of oil to get the pan going. Now, in this case, since I'm outside, smoke doesn't bother, and I don't mind a little light olivey taste. Put the light olive oil in there.
Sure.
Now I'm going to let that go, and I know when it's ready when the grease easily crosses over the top of the pan, and then to that pan, I'll add the chicken. Here it's sizzling, and we will, of course, break it up a little bit. Now, add a little salt and pepper, of course, to taste.
Season it up proper. I'm glad that you're using the thighs. I think dark meat has a better flavor.
It does. It really does. And I've always been a proponent of using the, of course, when your hands aren't slick, it's easier to use this thing.
The most flavorful cuts.
It really is.
And it seems to have higher moisture content than white meat, too.
A little salt, a little pepper.
Grind away.
There we go. I got to flip this chicken a little bit.
Man, that's coming together quick.
It really is.
Oh, he's showing off his flip technique. He's
yeah.
so proud of
yeah.
that.
Yeah, like any moron can do it. So I do it a lot. It makes me think like I'm something that I'm not. All right. Now, while that chicken's cooking, I'm going to put the lime and lemon juice in. Then I'm going to stir in. Once again, I took my lemon.
He rolled.
Roll your lemon. And see, if you're fat, it really rolls out nice because you put your whole weight behind it. It just, you can literally crush the lemon that way. All right, roll it first, break up the membranes, get more juice. Cut it in half. All right, put it in your hands. Make sure you don't wash your hands first. Heck, all the little extras that are on your hands because you haven't washed them. Just gives a little more flavor
well,
and taste.
Now they're scented with lemon oil, so
yeah.
Hey.
I'm kidding, my friends. Do not always wash your hands first, okay? Take your lemon, put it in your hand, a little
squeeze
bit of an angle.
Away.
Keep the seeds. See how much more juice you get out of it? Wow. When we come back, I got a seed in there. I don't care. I'm giving the food away anyway. So, when I come back, we're going to finish this up. We're going to finish up our trip to Kinsey Family Farms. And we're going to have another exciting chapter of Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, in the can, as they say. Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets of Gainesville, Georgia, baby. Oh, my friends, exhausting, exhausting it is, being the host and the chef of the Fat Man, or the Fat Man and the Fat Man show today, down here at, or up here at Kinsey Family Farm, should I say. It is north of Constance Jenkins, which is over in Woodstock, off of a Lake Allatoona, or as fishermen refer to it, the Dead Sea. It is a great place to come, so many families, so many great things to do up here. But we've had some really, really interesting and great recipes. And the lovely Teresa Lass has been with us.
Michael Holtz. Thank you.
Absolutely. The Kinsey family is filing up because, see, we had a deal. They gave me some honey and some peach bread.
Yeah.
That's for you. Anyway, and we're leaving them all the leftovers. And here, try that. That's the quick lemon Dijon chicken. Very intense flavor, but very tasty. And you know, my friends, we've just had nothing but rave reviews about the recipes that we've done today. No recipe that we have done has taken more than 20 minutes.
Good.
Now, the Dijon, you can do several ways. You can put it on a nice piece of bread, toast it up, melt some cheese over it, make a sandwich, or you can put it over a simple pasta. It's very, very good anyway, or just straight up as it is. You just can't beat it for quick lemon Dijon chicken. And quickly, what we did was we took a boneless, skinless chicken thigh. You can use the breast. We stripped it, cut it into strips, put it into a pan with a light olive oil, got it working real nice, add a little salt and pepper to taste, then a juice of half a lime, and a juice of a quarter lime, half a lemon. Then we got it going real, real well, cooked it real, real well, very, very thoroughly. Then we added 4 tablespoons of mustard, Dijon, of course.
Dijon, of course.
Before you add the Dijon, I took Zesty Love Rub and coated all the chicken and flipped it, cooked it in, released all the 19 herbs and spices that were in it, released the oils.
For that little extra.
Then I add the Dijon mustard to it, toss it, let it caramelize a little bit, get a little crisp, and then it's finished. Turn off the heat, take it off, and there you have it.
And
it's a quick lemon Dijon chicken.
The chicken is so succulent.
You know, it really is. And the Dijon has a nice kick. The lemon has a nice back flavor to it. The lemon and limes gives it that kind of citrusy tang. And what's great about it is, if you're on the Atkins, eat it straight up. You can eat a whole big bowl of it. If you're fat like I am, you put it over pasta, or you put it on a nice bread from Publix, one of those rolls. And what I would do there is I put it on both sides. I put the zesty mayonnaise. Then I would lay a couple of nice layers of provolone, hit it under the broiler for about a minute just to melt it down, fold it over. And there you have about 500 calories a sandwich.
Yeah.
Be a beautiful thing. But it would give you all the great flavor profiles. And, of course, you'll have your chicken. You'll have your dairy. You'll have your bread, your wheat. I mean, it's a full food group under one.
Easy and quick.
My friends, I'll tell you, this has been an absolutely wonderful experience. We're going to run over some recipes for you. The name of the place is Kinsey Family Farm. It is no easier than you go straight up 400 north. Yes, you have to go outside the perimeter, you inside the perimeter snobs.
There is life outside the perimeter.
Yes, there is. You'll find out why life is so much better outside the perimeter when you come up 400 north. You go to Jotham Down Road, hang a Ralph, and there you have it. You go and you follow it till you see a long line of cars trying to get into one driveway.
It's like Field of Dreams.
There's it really is. Build it and up. They have come. And they have had to build more and they continue to come. In fact, I think they're going to build a lot more, and they're going to have so many people out here. But the beautiful thing about it is it's such a big and beautiful and tranquil place, you don't even notice it. You bump into people, you don't even know you're bumping into them. People actually say, excuse me. You know, people actually say, hi, how are you? Well, they don't say it like I do because I'm from Sycamore, Illinois, but you get the feeling. It's a very, very family place. It's called Kinsey Family Farms, and we will be back up here again in December. Because we will come up here to get our Christmas tree. As always, this is the place to get the freshest. Hey, you know what? If you want to go and cut your own, cut your own. They'll give you the axe. They'll give you the saw. They ain't going to do it for you. Or they have the ones that were already cut for you. Or you can be very eco-friendly. Get a root ball with a little canvas around it. Go plant the tree after Christmas. All right, great. Yeah, sweet. They got that, too.
Now.
So anyway, every kind of Christmas tree is available to you. Old bitter people like me just don't get into that whole lot of work for a Christmas tree. But anyway, my friends, why not come up and bring your family, bring your friends. Just come up and get away from everything inside the perimeter. Come on up. relax, enjoy. Now, they have some incredible things. We just had some incredible peach bread.
We
sure microwaved a little bit, warmed it up for us. Then he put the one thing I've never had. Of course, a lot of things I have had. But
Cotton honey.
What an amazing honey that is. And then we tried the sourwood honey. Definite difference.
Big difference.
Big difference. And tasty difference. I mean, they were both delicious in their own way. And we had the apples in the hot caramel. And I mean, not the weeny wet caramel. This was the thick, wet, warm caramel over some tasty, crisp Granny Smith apples. I mean, the whole experience was amazing. And you know, guys, you can't get it any better than coming up to a place like Kinsey Family Farms just to have a day to have fun. Have you guys done the hay rag or the hay?
We haven't yet. We were going to see if.
We'll do it.
We'll do it afterwards.
And then we'll go shoot the apple cannon.
Absolutely.
They moved the cow. So we're real thrilled about that. No cow damage.
No cow will be harmed in the shooting of the apple cannon.
That's right. But, my friends, we'll run down the recipes that we cooked for you today. We started out with something that I like to affectionately refer to as shit hockey on a shingle. And kind of a variation of the old variation of
family
the shingle
show.
Thing.
Family yes. show.
Shiitake on a shingle. Basically what it is, you take shiitake mushrooms. Now, I chose portobellums. Slice them fairly thin. Go with the large. We went with the large and the baby portobellas. Okay? Into that, we added butter and oil into a frying pan. Add a little chopped garlic. Wait till everything starts to bubble. Then we added a serrano chili cut very thin. Added that in there. And then we added the mushrooms, and we flipped them for about 3 or 4 minutes till they got to the what I call the meaty stage. They're not dry. They're not firm. They're kind of loose and chewy.
And they've given up the liquid goodness.
That's it. Then you take that and you take a couple pieces of marble rye, slap a little butter on it, grill it one side only, lay it grilled side, both pieces down, take mayonnaise, I use Duke's, I added a big helping tablespoon of Zesty Love Rub, mixed it up and made a zesty mayo, smothered it on both sides of the bread. Then I laid it, the mushrooms across the top of it.
Slathered would be a more descriptive word.
Now, Michael Holtz came up with a great idea. You could put bacon on it. You could add cheese to it. But anyway, you put all that on there, cut it up, and eat it. And I guarantee you, when anybody says, what would you like for lunch tomorrow? I would like shiitake mushrooms or shiitake on a shingle. Next, we followed up with a very simple recipe, but very, very popular. It was a shrimp and feta pasta. Basically, it's two tomatoes, good juicy tomatoes. You got to have good juicy firm tomato. You know, cut them up, dice them up, put them in a pan, olive oil, add a teaspoon of oregano, half teaspoon of basil, a little wine, get it all mixed up real nice, some garlic, minced garlic, mix it up, make it like a little marinara, little sauce, put it on the side, take your shrimp, add some more garlic, add a little wine, toss it around, cook the shrimp. Obviously, peeled, tailed, deveined. Toss that around real good. Then you marry the two. Toss it real good. Get it nice, real nice, and hot. Then add it, feta cheese, as much as you want. The feta will actually start to melt just a little bit. Then you add it to your favorite pasta, which you were cooking, whether it's angel hair, which we use because it was quick and easy, or you want to use spaghetti, linguine, penne. You name the pastas, you can do it. Put it over the top. I guarantee it'll be a hit. Then we did the tortilla soup. And, guys, the tortilla soup was really good.
It was excellent.
It was very, very good, very, very popular. And what we did, we took chicken broth, a little salt and pepper, lime, red pepper flakes, garlic, onions, vegetable oil, canned tomatoes, a little cumin.
And chorizo that was maybe, two hours old?
Yeah, we got some chorizo fresco, which was from a local carniceria that they were just tubing it up as we were coming in. We cooked that down real, real good. Got the nice orange oils going. Then we added that to the soup. We let the soup simmer for about 20 or 30 minutes. And then we crushed up some nacho cheese tortilla chips. Put those in there. Let that sit for about another 10 minutes. Get nice and mushy. And then you have what is called a tortilla soup. You add the chopped lime or the lime juice to it. And There you have it. Now you can finish it off as you put it in your bowl or in your cup. You finish it off with a little crushed tortilla chips. And, of course, you want to finish it off with just a little fresh chopped cilantro.
Yum.
And there you have it. My friends, we have been so pleased and honored to be out here at Kinsey Family Farms for our second Halloween show. We hope that you and yours get a chance to come up here. We'd like to thank, of course, the engineer, she who must be obeyed, the beast of a thousand burdens, the she-beast herself, my wife, Karen the engineer, and to Michael the whip and Teresa the class, as they were here helping us as executive sous chefs, photographers, bull whippers, and you name it, they were doing it. And, of course, to the fabulous Kinsey family for allowing us to come up here and enjoy this wonderful, wonderful place. I'm your host, Kevin Jenkins. I'm your chef, Kevin Jenkins, reminding us we do each and every week to remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reason we continue to have the freedoms we enjoy so much. The price of freedom is never free. Before we extinguish the flames of the mobile kitchens of Chef and the Fat Man, we please remind you to remember our friends in New Orleans. As we keep growing New Orleans, making it bigger, better, better than ever, and at the taping of this show, New Orleans Saints are 3-1. Until next week, everyone, thank you for tuning in. Be safe. Please keep your dials right here on News Talk 1160, The Talk of the Town, as we will be at Eggtoberfest next weekend at Atlanta Motor Speedway. The following week, emceeing the celebrity stage at Taste of Atlanta. The week after that, the famous Pumpkin Festival in Sycamore, Illinois, where 150,000 people have no life get together and worship pumpkins. There you have it, my friends. We'll see you next week. God bless everyone. Stay safe. And keep your eye on your dinner plate.